This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we speak, there is a race to find someone that could be in serious danger.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking legitimate potential life or death race.
Well, where do they go?
The county, they don't know who this person is. The county needs to speak with them. And it all comes from a random post on a Rochester Reddit thread where they describe a very strange interaction with an animal in a park on the east side.
Wow. Interaction?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. A few days ago, a member of a Rochester Reddit thread posted about an incident they say they had with an animal at Spring Lake Park in Parenton. Are you familiar?
No.
Neither am I. Kimmy, you ever heard of this place?
Sounds good. Sounds nice, Spring Lake.
No, I've never heard of it before this
Kimmy's
post.
Out. Yeah. Kimmy's out. All right, so.
What happened?
This person says they were near the water trying to sit on a log when what they believed was a muskrat tried to attack them.
Jesus Christ.
I will read you up the post from, and no, we're not making this up. Time to fight Dork 66678.
That's his handle.
That is the handle that is printed, that is in print in the DNC.
Fight.
That was said on News 8 over the weekend. Time the number two fight Dork 66678.
All right. Wait, so they got
that's
the
what the animal actually
again.
Said to him.
Don't fight Dork. All right, quote. I turn around and he's chasing me, so I run to my shoes. I turn around with the shoe in hand and he's coming, still coming, so I smack him in the face with it. He stopped charging and stood there holding his face for a second. Then he started to charge me again.
This muskrat.
Him. Yes. I hit him on the side of the head and he fell down holding his head, just kind of wiggled around in pain. Then got back in the water and swam away.
So how is this guy in danger?
Normally, that would just be a strange story.
Mm-hmm.
However, Monroe County officials issued a notice on Friday that a beaver that was confirmed rabid had recently been removed from the park. And it sounds like Monroe County believes this poster, the muskrat, they called it, could actually have been this beaver.
So it was a sick beaver.
A rabid beaver.
Sick beaver.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Is it bad?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I've been around some sick beaver.
Sure you have, yeah.
And you got to go to the hospital right away or marry it.
You ever hear what a sick beaver sounds like when it coughs?
Oh, yeah. So, but he didn't
Come on, Kerry, that's a good one.
But he didn't get bit.
Well, that's just it.
He just shoot it.
Well, we don't know. So, can you get rabies just from coming in contact with the saliva?
I always thought they had to, like,
oh, I see. Like, something. Even if it, yeah, but maybe if it got on a shoe and he touched the part that.
Is it that dangerous?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. 252 WCMF. Because as we.
What kind of world are we living in where I can't kick my shoes off and sit on a log peaceful like in the country?
It is a good question.
There's some logs sitting.
Logs sitting. Sitting that log.
So, yes. If saliva or other potentially infectious material from a rabid animal gets into your eyes, nose, mouth, or wound, you can get rabies.
Well, you can get, if you get into that beaver close, you're going to get it in your eyes.
So that's a problem, Because as we've talked about on this show before, if you contact rabies, you die. Mm. There have only been a handful of people in the history of humanity who have gotten actual rabies and lived to tell the story. The Monroe Health Department is trying to find time to fight Dork 66678. They've posted on the Reddit thread. Look at for they've posted on the Reddit thread looking for them. They say in this story, if this person sees it, to call them immediately. And as of now, there is no word on whether or not they have been able to reach time to fight Dork 66678. Kind of sounds like the start of a zombie movie, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the end of the world.
Patient Zero attacked by a beaver, and the government has to find him before it's too late. So you have the potential to get rabies even if the thing doesn't bite you.
When does rabies kick in?
I don't. How long does it take for rabies, Kimmy? Can we check
I think
that
it might be different for everybody.
But, I mean, there's got to be a finite amount of time where you'd know.
So it says, well, it says you should seek immunization and treatment for up to 14 days after exposure. So it seems like maybe you have like 2 weeks to decide if you should get that shot or not. But I don't know when rabies shows up.
I really hope they update us on whether or not they found this person, because it's also possible that if they got rabies, they died.
Okay.
Are you fumbling at the mouth?
I don't know. This is, I'm getting a lot of different information here.
One to three. Who wrote it was rabies.
In human cases, symptoms can develop 1 to 3 months after exposure.
It can go that long?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm seeing even later. Like this other one says 20 to 90 days.
90
but it
days.
Says it could
Save
be.
Cash.
It could be.
You've got rabies. Come on down to Spring Lake.
Yeah, I don't know. This other one says like it could be years. I don't know.
Okay.
Years later, I got rabies.
It doesn't help us.
Slow ass rabies, man.
252 WCBF. We're talking about this post on a Reddit thread that has turned Monroe County into looking for somebody that they believe might have rabies. It happened at a park in Parenton. Long story short, this person says that they were hanging out, trying to sit on a log in the water. What they believe was a muskrat started attacking them. They hit it with their shoe over and over again. Eventually, the quote muskrat left. But in this park, Monroe County took out a rabid beaver, and they believe maybe that this muskrat, this person they thought was attacking them, was the actual beaver.
Okay.
And they're trying to find time to fight Dork 66678 before it's too late. Like, I mean, this story itself is scary.
Yeah.
It's also super scary that you could unknowingly be that close to hideous death and have no idea.
Yeah.
Because if this person didn't post on Reddit, no one would know this happened.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, Tommy, if this happened to you, would you assume that thing that came after you was a rabid animal?
No, if I didn't get bit, I'd think I'm fine.
Right?
Yeah, I would just think it was being territorial or something.
Yeah, it's like
it stumbled on its home. Yeah,
exactly.
Little baby beavers.
It's why it's hard to understand you outdoor people. Like, we know you're out there, campers, hikers, cross-country runners. Everything outside can kill you depending on the circumstances.
Yeah.
Right?
But most of that stuff avoids you.
But it kind of feels like you need an encyclopedic knowledge of every possible outdoor situation to keep from falling in some, like, horrifying scenario. Like, you need to be aware of what to do when you come across dozens of different animals. Mm-hmm. You need to know what the signs of aggression in those animals are. You need to know which plants can hurt you, even if they just brush up against you. Oh, and by the way, if you accidentally hurt yourself being in the middle of nowhere, that could require a rescue from the fire department, but you also have to have something with which to reach them, and there's no guarantee you'll get cell phone service out in the middle of nowhere.
But look, at you're escaping from the great outdoors, just having it all, just relaxing, getting away. Enjoying nature.
Oh, by the way, it
bites you in the ass.
It doesn't even have to be in the middle of nowhere, because how many stories have we seen of the Rochester Fire Department having to rescue people out of the gorge around the corner? Why go outside ever?
Well, that's your theory.
Yeah. Right? There's plenty inside.
Plenty to see in here.
There's so much inside.
Go to the mall, take a walk.
That's what I'm saying. You know what you're not going to get attacked by at the mall? Rabid beaver.
Yeah, but the deals.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Karen. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
What's up?
So I originally saw this post on the Rochester subreddit. I don't live in Rochester, but I'm on there anyway. And when I first heard or was reading, I was like, ooh, that is a bad situation, because muskrats or beavers do not act like that. And then a day or two later, I saw the post where they were looking for this username, because in Reddit, you can tag the user to kind of call them. And if you're on the app, you get a notification that you were tagged. And they said, you know, what the situation was. So if this person did come in any contact, like we talked about, the saliva and all that, you have 72 hours to get treatment.
Oof.
That's it.
Oh. Oh, no.
Ooh. Yeah. 72 hours.
Right, he could be okay, too.
Oh, by the way, you're saying...
I mean, I slapped him with a shoe.
Well, and that's it. Like, if it was only the shoe and he didn't have any open wounds that the saliva could have gotten on, he's probably cool.
All right.
But I wouldn't take a chance.
Okay. So, Karen, I guess what you're saying is all of you guys...
Could be too late.
All men listening need to stay away from strange beavers. Is that what you're saying?
Too late.
Yes, 100%.
Summer's over.
Strange beaver is a bad call.
Karen, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine that notification on your phone? Ding.
I know.
Reddit says you are dying of rabies. Man, I really hope this person's okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you will be.
Well, like, kids, you can get rabies from another
rabbit
person.
I guess you don't really know.
Right?
Say what?
You can catch rabies from another rabid person.
You can?
Well, yeah, if it's in your saliva.
Yeah, you make out with them?
Or you just leave.
Intercourse? What?
So it says, no, there's no confirmed evidence that rabies can be transmitted from person to person.
A minute ago, you were killing people.
No, I was worried. Well, then how does that make sense?
Maybe we can't transfer.
Or transmit it?
It says there's a theoretical.
Transfer it. No, you transfer it from my mouth to yours.
Transmit.
No, I'm transferring my saliva into your mouth.
Thank you.
When we make out.
It says human to human transmission.
And then you die.
There goes every bone.
Because my tongue was in your mouth.
Will you stop describing us making out? It's freaking me out.
You die.
Ugh.
Yeah. Death by Tommy.
Why do I taste fennel all of a sudden?
Human to human transmission through bites or saliva is theoretically possible, but has never been confirmed.
Okay, good.
So
we nailed it, everybody.
Stay out of each other's mouths.
Now watch them beaver.
Let's take a break.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the one dessert you don't need a lot of. Like, even, you know, we have been big
even
old
fatties don't even pound it.
You and I, we know how to pound shop.
Oh, yeah.
We had our pounded days.
Yeah.
You and me together, just pounded
it up.
But even the largest of chubaloos.
Can't hit it?
You can't eat a whole one of these. I don't care who you are.
The hell is it, then?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, New York State, is now the home for the world record largest cheesecake.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
So the story happened just east of us. The Guinness Book of World Records says the record happened on September 20th, and the world record cheesecake weighed 15,008 pounds.
Wait, 15,000 pounds.
15,000 pound cheesecake.
How big was it?
Like, about 15,000 pounds.
But, so I mean, is that like 7 tons?
Is that 7 tons?
Kimmy, can we look up tons?
Was it like 2,000 pounds a ton?
Uh-huh. 18 hours in. What do you do?
That's a lot of cheesecake to eat today, Billy Joel. How do you play the piano? I have to eat all that cheesecake, Billy Joel.
You said 15,000 pounds.
Yes.
Is equivalent to about 7.5 tons.
7.5 tons of cheesecake.
And why?
What do you mean, why
do you
make this? Because you're just going to throw it out.
You did it to accomplish a world record. And put a pin in that, because I don't know if you are just going to throw it out. But this world record cheesecake of 15,000 pounds just east of us blew the previous record out of the water. A Russian company owned the record for a just under 10,000 pounds.
Cheesecake is
take that. Take Russia, that, Russia.
Russia made New York style cheesecake because that's ours. It was invented in New York City.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
So you've done this before.
New York City is home to the cheesecake.
No, I know it's famous for it, but it's also a melting pot of immigrants. So
I understand that, but they came over here.
Ancient Greece.
The Greeks
came over
the
here.
The earliest known cheesecakes.
They were making
were made in ancient Greece on the island of Samos.
It's too hot.
So they even point out the specific island it came from.
God, you're an idiot.
You don't think Greek cheesecake with olives.
No, you get them at diners. Yeah, of course you think Greek and cheesecake. Who else would you think?
Because they can't refrigerate it.
Okay, what are you talking
about? It's too hot.
What are you New York gets So the funny thing about this.
What's that?
Cheesecake is the dessert you can eat the least amount of before you get full.
And every time I've ever had it, usually at those delis where they serve you those big-ass sandwiches.
Yeah.
So, like, here's a big-ass sandwich, and here's this thick-ass pie.
One slice of cheesecake will do it.
100%.
Yeah.
You can split it.
It's a dessert with the density of a dying sun.
And if they give you a plastic spoon, you're going to break it trying to eat that cheesecake.
If it's good cheesecake, right? No one in the history of America, or Greece, it turns out, has ever been able to eat an entire cheesecake in one sitting. Because I'm pretty sure if you did that, you would die.
It's too much.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just plain cheesecake. You start adding cherries or strawberries or chocolate, it becomes even more
toppings.
Intense. Yeah. And like, here's the thing. Cheesecake is good. You want to keep eating the cheesecake. Mm. And you and I, we had a habit when we were fat guys. If we didn't eat till we were full, we ate till we wanted to die.
Yeah.
But even with that mentality, you cannot take down an entire cheesecake.
Oh, a whole one? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like those ones at the Cheesecake Factory. The size of like a radial. They're huge.
Even the ones that come in like the plastic containers from like Costco or BJ's or something like that. Like that's a 10-person cheesecake, bro. Mm-hmm. That's a you want everyone to be satisfied with dessert at a party, you go buy a cheesecake, even though they cost $1 billion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a $40 pie.
Okay, so you brought up something a second ago as we talk about New York now being the home to the world's largest cheesecake just east of us here. Mm. You said, why would you make it? Because you're just going to throw it away.
Yeah, what's the point?
Okay. No, they don't.
They split it up?
Yep. So when they do these, most of the time when they do these world record foods.
They give it to the homeless?
No, they'll start cutting pieces of whatever it is and handing it out to people that showed up for like
but
the world record.
But you've got 8 tons of it almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many? That would take Yankee Stadium twice to get through all that.
Well, let's put it this way. Yeah, because, I mean, how many ounces in half a pound? Eight?
Eight.
So is that like a standard piece
of
cheesecake?
No, but usually when you hand out samples, you know, they give you the chintzies.
The point that I'm making is this. The chintzies? Sounds like a disease from the 1800s.
By the way, the chintzies are in line for the cheesecake.
I'm guessing they're going to be pretty generous with a 7.5-ton cheesecake.
No, but to that point, like if you were to measure out, if let me do my math, and you know how good we are at math here.
Like a regular slice.
6 ounces, let's say it's an 8-ounce piece of cheesecake, 7.5 tons, that would be like 30,000 pieces of cheesecake. Yes. So you don't have to chintz.
Right.
Where is, like...
But you'd have to have 30,000 people in line, and they don't. Who showed up for 30,000 people showed up for a cheesecake?
There are towns in Rochester that don't have 30,000 people that live in it. Like, this cheesecake could have given dessert to entire towns to take home.
You could have fed Pittsford easily.
30,000 people in Pittsford? Well, no, I don't want this. Is it gluten-free?
It's gluten-free.
Is it gluten-free?
Yeah, no sugar.
Is it fair trade?
Fair trade,
Is it fair trade cheesecake? Yeah. Oh, you're going to build affordable housing? No, thank you. Mm. You cannot tell me that a food that weighs over 15,000 pounds, you were able to prepare it in a food-safe way.
No, you couldn't.
Do you get what I'm saying?
You have to almost cook it outside.
Are you cooking individual pieces of it and then putting it together? I don't know if that would
count
as one cheesecake.
I think it might count still. But even if you do that, Kim, like you have to refrigerate cheesecake.
Right.
So
it's
going
to be rancid.
How do you keep the entire...
Who's getting that last slice?
You bake it and give it out the same day. Yeah.
That last slice is going to be like that wild beaver in that park going to kill you. You're going to need a shot.
Cheesecake shot?
I didn't remember my cheesecake vaccination.
That's why I was wondering how wide cheesecake is.
Like, that's mama wide.
The hell, man?
Oh, pretty cheesy.
Can we Google a picture of it?
And dense.
Cheesecake. Thank you, Kimmy. 252WCMF. Cool. Just east of us is the home of the new world's largest cheesecake. It was confirmed by the Guinness Book of World Records. Say it happened back on September 20th, and it weighed in at an astonishing 15,008 pounds.
Dalton likes his cheesecake.
Dalton says, hey, man, that's my town, home of cheesecake and the obese. Are there a lot of fat people? So it's Lowville, New York.
Is that like Long Island?
No, it's outside of Utica.
Oh.
So they had some kind of festival in which case they used which they used to make the giant cheesecake out of.
Like a vat?
I guess. I don't know how you make cheesecake. I would also love
you
to
mix
know.
It. Yeah, mix it.
With the expense of just a cheesecake you buy, how much a 15,000-pound cheesecake costs to make?
So let's say it costs $50,000.
A $50,000 cheesecake?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some quick math.
All right.
All right.
Because you're making tons of it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say...
Sugar alone is going to kill you.
So what do we say? Don't even get me started about the baking.
How about the graham cracker crust? How many graham cracker you got to go through?
So let's say we said 8 ounces for the average cheesecake piece, right? All right, so 10 pieces, that would be 5 pounds.
Yeah, and it's very expensive.
5 pounds.
So it says more than 800 pounds of graham cracker crumbs, more than 300 pounds of sugar, and more than 100 pounds of butter.
100 pounds of butter.
13,000 pounds of Philadelphia ready-to-eat cheesecake.
Wait a minute, wait.
Wait.
They just took cheesecake and put it
I
on
guess.
Top.
Wait, they
Boo!
Made mix? They didn't make it themselves?
Boo! This doesn't
I don't
count.
Know.
It's
How does
pre-made.
That count? Boo!
What are you giving it to, Betty Crocker?
This sucks!
Man, what a phoning-in phonies.
I thought they...
Well, I don't know. Are they all made with that? And we just don't
know. No, because usually when they make like the biggest... pizza or sandwich.
You don't take
they make 12, it.
Yeah, you don't take a bunch of little pizzas and just put them next to each other.
They don't go to Jersey Mike's and just lay them next to each other.
Boo,
what a fraud, man.
And Guinness confirmed this?
Yeah.
The Guinness people were in
you
on this?
You know what happened.
Well, what?
Well,
you say that Guinness is on the take from Louisville, New York?
Yeah.
So it says that Kraft Heinz team members made it. So does Kraft own Philadelphia?
Cream cheese, probably.
Assume,
cream cheese.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That would make sense why they'd use their own product.
Robert Kraft's in on it. We know how he is.
Does he?
What's that?
Does he own Kraft?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Are we sure?
No. So you think Robert Kraft is big cheese?
That would make sense. He also looks like a guy that loves his cheese.
Oh, he likes his cheese. And a few other things. They're a little cheesy.
So we're getting more information on this cheesecake world record setting thing. No, I'm serious, man. People are now writing us.
Robert Kraft is not on the... It's not the same Kraft.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
A bunch of people are writing us that they did this in the fire hall in town. And then you get to go, and they give you a piece. Like, you walk... Dalton writes us back.
It has to be served the day the award's given, says. Yeah.
He says, everyone walks through the fire hall and gets a piece the size of your palm. It's a whole thing. So wait, how many times have they done this?
They must make it a lot.
We're not looking at our hands.
Yeah. I got bigger hands than you, so I get more cheesecake.
No, they don't base it on your actual hand.
Let me see your hand for the cheesecake.
Fill the hand till the fingertip, please. Don't chintz me out.
Don't chintz me out. excuse me. Facebook message is coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook page. This comes in for Brian, and Brian makes a good point here.
What's he saying?
Even if you have a town of 30,000 people, you're assuming everybody likes cheesecake. Cheesecake is a divisive dessert. Some people love it and some people hate it. He's right, you know.
I always thought people like it. They just don't eat it because they're like a diet.
No, it's a weird texture to a dessert.
Well, because it's so thick.
Well, that and like it's cream cheese in a dessert mixed, kind of baked. I don't even know.
It's the only time I like graham cracker is with that crust.
And that was s'mores?
But yeah, it's s'mores.
Okay, shut up, bitch. When else would you eat graham? Those are the two times you would eat graham cracker. Yeah.
No, I know people that eat cracker straight up.
No one other than Mormons eat just graham crackers.
Mormons like graham cracker?
Yeah, where you been?
Like in the Bible?
Yeah.
I just read the Bible.
Remember when Joseph Smith said unto his followers, eat thy graham cracker, and then we'll go to Utah, where there's a whole bunch of graham crackers out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't think they'd hold up, you know, in the wagon train.
What do you mean? They're dry goods.
Yeah, but you know when you're on a road trip, you blow through your snacks like in the first hour. Johnny, we're out of graham crackers.
He died on the Oregon Trail, choked on a graham cracker.
It was more than 11 feet in diameter, which seems smaller.
Well, that's how dense it is.
Yeah.
You could build an 11-foot, yet 15,000-pound cheesecake.
But how thick was it, though? I mean, it could be, like, super thick.
It definitely is. Like, they are scooping it out of there.
Calm down. Are you watching a video of the cheesecake?
They're scooping it out?
You're not even getting a legit slice.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting a blob of cheesecake, man.
Are you bitching about free cheesecake?
No, it's going to look like...
No, I mean, I don't know if that's how they cut it up.
Walking around with a hobo badge in my hand.
How do you know what that looks like?
I mean, it's all over the street out here. It's either that or the pigeons.
You were saying, Kimmy?
There's like a still shot of a guy with like what looks like a scooper, but I don't know if that's
he's
how
he's having fun.
You know, this has got to be a huge deal in this town.
It is. Yeah. So, did you know that this is at the Cream Cheese Festival in Lowville, New York.
How have I lived in this state my whole life, and an hour away there's a cream cheese festival?
I love cream cheese, but I don't know how far you could take cream cheese.
Well, no. I mean, there's so many flavors of cream cheese. I would go to a cream cheese festival.
Yeah. But there's only so many options with cream
cheese. There's a ton of cream cheese options.
Look, you're either going to put it on bread.
No.
Or are you going to make a dessert?
You
what
can
else?
Do bean dip with cream cheese?
But then you're then it's not really the cream cheese you're tasting.
If you had a block of cream cheese, you're pretty limited.
You can make several dips with cream cheese. You can make cheesecake with cream cheese. You can put it on bagels. There's so many.
Well,
I wouldn't count dips. Cream cheese is just an ingredient in the dip.
No,
It's not cream. It's not made centered around the cream cheese.
No, I disagree. You can't do a good bean dip without cream cheese. It holds it together.
But you're not tasting it for the cream cheese, though.
I'm going to disagree with you there, too.
Yeah, for a guy who likes to let the food speak for itself, all of a sudden you're like cheesing up your, chips.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Well, I've got you wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I would prefer just cream cheese on a bagel. Crab Rangoon's got cream cheese, baby.
Oh, my God.
Which is really weird. That's a weird that I don't think I don't even think they make that stuff anymore.
No, they do. I love Crab Rangoon. Can I tell you
it's the worst thing you could ever eat.
It is. Can I tell you a quick Crab Rangoon story goes
nowhere?
Yeah,
a good Crab Rangoon story.
So my brother Ryan, he comes in here on Friday.
Well, he's got Rangoon written all over him.
He loves Crab Rangoon. So we lived together in an apartment off of Winton, and there was a Chinese place around the corner. And when he got drunk, he really wanted Crab Rangoon all the time. So he would call him, can I help you? I think I'm having some Crab Rangoon!
He's doing Bob Seger?
So he would do Bob Seger to the Chinese people, the nice Chinese people, and they would go, okay, thank you, 10 minutes. Every single time. I'm sorry, Kim, you were saying.
So I don't know if they also hand out this to like a special person every year or what, but there's somebody that gets to be like the cutter of the cheesecake. Ooh. And there's a picture of this guy and he has this giant novelty knife that says Philadelphia across the top. Okay. This knife has to be bigger than he is.
Can we go
and he
to
gets
this?
To cut right into the cake.
Can we take a break room field trip to the cream cheese festival?
Might be fun.
Ambrosia salad, cream cheese.
You can bring the bean dip.
Creamy
mash. Be a big hit.
Carrot cake muffins. Oh, that sounds good. Look at all this stuff. Can't have tea sandwiches without cream cake or cream cheese.
Oh, those little
high-end
sandwiches with no crust.
What's hummingbird cake? That looks delicious. Crab stuffed mushrooms. Come on, bro. Get out of my face with the cream cheese.
Yeah, but again, like Kimmy said, it's the crab and the mushroom, not the cheese.
Like,
straight cream cheese.
Oh, all this looks so good. Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
And I rest my case.
All right.
We got a good buddy from 13 Wham Buffalo Plus, Dan Fates, joining us in just a little while here to get back in that game. But before we get here in the break room on CMF, there is a new Airbnb that if you are a fan of this musician, you may want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And now that I have the details, it gets more interesting.
All right.
Yesterday was announced that Prince's home from the movie Purple Rain is going to be offered as a special on Airbnb for 25 one-night stays. So this isn't a place you can just, like, book for $1 billion. It sounds like you have to, like, either be in line or win some kind of contest.
Okay.
So, inside the home, and again, this is not where Prince grew up.
No.
This is his character's home from the movie Purple Rain. But they have transformed it into a shrine of the movie and Prince.
It looks like it's got, like, the props from the movie in it.
So it has some props from the movie. Yeah. There is that.
So there are some ties.
They also brought in Prince's personal cassette tape collection.
Oh.
So you can listen to that if you want to. The actual outfits he wore under glass. They also have his specially curated scent bar, a bar of colognes that have his favorite perfumes and colognes.
That he had made?
Like? I guess. It says specially curated scent bar.
Oh.
Prince had a specially curated scent bar.
So can I use them?
I don't know. Would you imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine you get to use them. I mean,
I think
what would be the point if you can't smell them, right?
Yeah, Prince probably smelled really good.
What do you think Prince smelled like?
Hmm. Like a rich guy.
Lavender? With the purple theme, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would go with that.
I don't know. Like, he looks like a guy, like, I don't think I want to smell like Prince. I don't think most men.
I would like
he
to
went
smell
heavy,
Prince.
Heavy on the smells.
You want it? What?
I mean, if I met Prince, I bet you, that's Prince already.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I'm just thinking out loud here. Now, he was a small guy, little guy, but he also wore a lot of, like, really thick material, like crushed velvet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He seems, and he moved around a lot on stage, you know, playing the guitar and everything. He seems like a guy that sweat a lot.
So you think Prince stink?
No, but he needed heavy scents to cover up.
Oh, sure.
Sweating while running around the stage in boots in a crushed velvet onesie.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't need heavy lavender coming from Prince.
All right.
He also played basketball in his outfits too. That's a true story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And very well.
Yes, according to Charlie Murphy and several other Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah, he could dunk.
So on top of that, not only they will have all the stuff we just mentioned, there's also a music lounge filled with instruments and an app that will teach you how to play or sing the song Purple Rain.
Damn.
Which, good luck with that.
Where is this place located?
It is in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Which, and for those who don't know, Prince is from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It was all set up from Wendy and Lisa of The Revolution, his former backing band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering 25 one-night stays between October 26th and the 14th of December. Each night costs $7 per person.
$7?
Yes.
And winners will be chosen at random. And
why $7?
I don't know. What's the... Let's see here. There's got
to be a tie.
In honor of his song, 7.
I would be worried I'd be worried people would try to take stuff if there really was, you know, legitimate memorabilia in there.
I mean, it looks like all the legit memorabilia is under glass.
But you even said, like, his personal tape collection that you can listen to.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Like, even if it's just the smallest thing, I would think somebody would try to take stuff.
Okay, look, man. I thought I knew what this was going to look like.
Mm.
And now that I'm looking at pictures, like, I want you to imagine.
Because it's just a regular house, right?
No, they princed it out, bro.
Yeah.
They're over here princed it out.
But it's not a big house. Well, it's not a mansion.
No, but in the end, they did a lot with the room that they have.
Yeah.
It looks like you're staying in a museum.
Mm. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever
seen. I'm sure.
It's got a solid gold toilet.
Ooh. Can you use it?
The soap dispenser is a disco ball. Everything's purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They went with a theme.
It looks like a Coke dream is what it looks like. Like, I'm looking at his closet of his clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You think you know what Prince wears.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
You don't know what Prince wears.
Is it real or is it replicas?
It looks like it's real because they're all under glass.
It's probably stuff from the movie.
Yeah, you might be right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all under glass. What the hell? How? I'd like to know, because I am a huge fan of Prince, right? Guy's unbelievably talented, right? But I'm always curious how a guy from Minnesota who was really into basketball ends up becoming that guy.
Yeah.
Mysterious, quirky, dressing that way.
But one of the greatest showmen.
Of course.
And an introvert.
That's what I mean.
But that's kind of what, I guess, made him stand out where he was from.
Oh, I get it.
But it also kind of makes sense based on how he was. You know, he was very isolated.
Okay.
Like, there's that famous scene when he was on, I'm not making this up, he's with Dick Clark, and Dick Clark's trying to interview him for the first time, and he's not talking. He's making hand signs. Like, he won't talk. And you could tell it's not an act. Like, he's just, that's not him.
But then
he doesn't know how to interact with people.
Then there's this really interesting, I forget who it was. Maybe it was George Harrison's memorial. So you had a bunch of the, like, virtuoso guitar players on the stage at the same time, and they're playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and Tom Petty's up there, a couple other guys, and Prince is going to do the solo. And he comes out, and he does his thing, and you can see him interacting with all the other guitar players, like these legends on stage, and he looked like a real person.
Right.
Like, I watched that video on a semi-regular basis. Like, look at Prince being a real person.
Right.
It makes me feel warm inside.
But then he goes back to being Prince when he goes backstage.
It's the weirdest thing.
I know.
How does that happen to a person?
He's tortured.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, like a tortured soul. You know what I mean?
And by the most fun fact about Prince is we talk about this Airbnb that you'd be able to stay in.
Doesn't like purple. It's an act.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
He would do door knocks with other Jehovah's Witnesses.
With that guitar. He would knock on your door with that big bedazzled guitar.
He would try and convert people. So there were people that lived in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
That probably thought, this is a sign from God. Prince is at my door.
They open their door.
I would convert up. if sing me a song.
What, you're going to try and bargain with them?
Hey, you want me? You bother me right now. Right? I'm watching Jeopardy. You bang on my door. By the way, you put two dents in my door with your big-ass guitar. Sing me a song, and I'll go your way.
That's Lenny Kravitz.
Would go your way?
Yeah, never mind.
A guy that also overdresses for everything.
Yeah.
Scarves.
Did you see the picture of him with no shirt and leather pants working out in the gym? Came out like 6 months ago. He's at a legitimate gym working out in leather pants.
So, you know, I've never seen that dude without sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Ever.
Yeah, I guess now you say that.
I was watching him at a race in the middle of the night
okay.
inside a garage wearing sunglasses.
That's rock and roll, man.
Oh, he's British?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Kravitz, British name.
Oh, yeah, makes sense, yeah.
All right, so again, if you would like to try and stay at
Prince's House,
October 6th at, so it says 6 a.m. Pacific time. Jeez, that'll make 3 a.m. us. Mm. So you'd have to be up at 3 in the morning.
So it's a contest.
To, okay, well, no, it says you could start requesting at that point. Mm. Winners will be chosen at random.
Right.
So why not take a shot?
Make sure you get the $7.
Is it worth a trip out to Minneapolis for one night in this house?
Oh, yeah.
You would go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Minneapolis is a great town.
I agree, but you'd have to book a flight to Minneapolis to stay one night in Prince's fake childhood home.
Yeah, you may want to make a weekend of it.
Can I also, real quick, I don't know when the last time you saw Purple Rain was. It was on TV a couple weeks ago, and I just started watching it.
Yeah.
The scene where Prince is going to fist fight his dad. What are we doing here?
Who is Prince's dad?
I forget who Prince's dad was in the movie.
Was he like a big badass?
Yeah. And like Prince is going to like handle the situation physically now. He's like, come on. I mean, look, Prince does a lot of things, man. I think I could take Prince in a fight.
Mm. So, yeah, I love Prince like yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
Love the music.
You got the purple shirt on today.
Yeah. Never saw Purple Rain.
You never saw Purple Rain?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
How's that happen?
I don't know. Never get around to it.
All right. You want to watch Purple Rain again?
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do it after the show. We'll park our Baywatch time and watch Purple Rain. We got a good buddy from 13 Wham Buffalo Plus, Dan Fates, joining us in just a little while here to get back in that game. But before we get here in the break room on CMF, there is a new Airbnb that if you are a fan of this musician, you may want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And now that I have the details, it gets more interesting.
All right.
Yesterday was announced that Prince's home from the movie Purple Rain is going to be offered as a special on Airbnb for 25 one-night stays. So this isn't a place you can just like book for $1 billion. It sounds like you have to like either be in line or win some kind of contest.
Okay.
So inside the home, and again, this is not where Prince grew up.
No.
This is his character's home from the movie Purple Rain, but they have transformed it into a shrine to the movie and Prince.
It looks like it's got like the props from the movie in it.
So it has some props from the movie. Yeah. There is that.
So there are some ties.
They also brought in Prince's personal cassette tape collection.
Oh.
So you can listen to that if you want to. The actual outfits he wore under glass.
Mm.
They also have his specially curated scent bar, a bar of colognes. That have or his favorite perfumes and colognes.
That he had made?
Like? I guess. It's a specially curated scent bar.
Oh.
Prince had a specially curated scent bar.
So can I use them?
I don't know.
I would imagine.
You want to smell like Prince?
Yeah.
I would imagine you get to use them. I mean,
I'm thinking
what
Prince
would be the point
good.
If you can't smell them, right?
Yeah, Prince probably smelled really good.
What do you think Prince smelled like?
Hmm. Like a rich guy.
Lavender? With the purple theme, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll go with that.
I don't know. Like he looks like a guy like... I don't think I want to smell like Prince. I don't think most men...
I would like
he
to
went
smell
heavy,
Prince.
Heavy on the smells.
You want it? What?
I mean, if I met Prince, I bet you... Yeah, that's Prince already.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I'm just thinking out loud here. Now, he was a small guy, little guy. But he also wore a lot of, like, really thick material, like crushed velvet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He seems... And he moved around a lot on stage, you know, playing the guitar and everything. He seems like a guy that sweat a lot.
So you think Prince stink?
No, but he needed heavy scents to cover up.
Oh, sure.
Sweating while running around the stage in boots in a crushed velvet onesie.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't need heavy lavender coming from Prince.
All right.
He also played basketball in his outfits too. That's a true story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And very well.
Yes, according to Charlie Murphy and several other Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah, he could dunk.
So on top of that, not only... They will have all the stuff we just mentioned. There's also a music lounge filled with instruments and an app that will teach you how to play or sing the song Purple Rain.
Damn.
Which, good luck with that.
Where is this place located?
It is in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Which, and for those who don't know, Prince is from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It was all set up from Wendy and Lisa of The Revolution, his former backing band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering 25 one-night stays between October 26th and the 14th of December. Each night costs $7 per person.
$7?
Yes.
And winners will be chosen at random.
Wait, why $7?
I don't know. What's the... Let's see here. There's got
to be a tie.
In honor of his song. Seven.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. I would be worried people would try to take stuff if there really was, you know, legitimate memorabilia in there.
I mean, it looks like all the legit memorabilia is under glass.
But you even said like his personal tape collection that you can listen to.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Like even if it's just the smallest thing, I would think somebody would try to take stuff.
Okay, look, man. I thought I knew what this was going to look like, and now that I'm looking at pictures, like I want you to imagine
Because it's just a regular house, right?
No, they princed it out, bro.
Yeah.
They're over here princing it out.
But it's not a big house. It's not a mansion.
No, but in the end, they did a lot with the room that they have.
Yeah.
This it looks like you're staying in a museum.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever
seen. I'm sure.
It's got a solid gold toilet.
Ooh.
The
Can you use it?
The soap dispenser is a disco ball. Everything's purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They went with a theme.
It looks like a Coke dream is what it looks like. Like, I'm looking at his closet of his clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You think you know what Prince wears.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
You don't know what Prince
wears. Is it real or is it replicas?
It looks like it's real because they're all under glass.
It's probably stuff from the movie.
Yeah, you might be right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all under glass. What the hell? How? I'd like to know, because I am a huge fan of Prince.
Yeah.
Right? Guy's unbelievably talented, right? But I'm always curious how a guy from Minnesota who was really into basketball ends up becoming that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mysterious, quirky, dressing that way.
But one of the greatest showmen.
Of course.
And an introvert.
That's what I mean.
But that's kind of what, I guess, made him stand out where he was from.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
But it also kind of makes sense based on how he was. You know, he was very isolated.
Okay.
Like, there's that famous scene when he was on... I'm not making this up. He's with Dick Clark, and Dick Clark's trying to interview him for the first time, and he's not talking. He's making hand signs. Like, he won't talk. And you could tell it's not an act. Like, he's just, that's not him.
But then there's,
he doesn't know how to interact with people.
Then there's this really interesting, I forget who it was. Maybe it was George Harrison's memorial. So you had a bunch of the virtuoso guitar players on the stage at the same time, and they're playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and Tom Petty's up there, a couple other guys. And Prince is going to do the solo. And he comes out, and he does his thing. And you can see him interacting with all the other guitar players, like these legends on stage. And he looked like a real person.
Right.
Like, I watch that video on a semi-regular basis. Like, look at Prince being a real person.
Right.
It makes me feel warm inside.
But then he goes back to being Prince when he goes backstage.
It's the weirdest thing.
I know.
How does that happen to a person?
He's tortured.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, like a tortured soul. You know what I mean?
And by the way, the most fun fact about Prince is we talk about this Airbnb that you'd be able to stay in.
Doesn't like purple. It's an act.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
He would do door knocks with other Jehovah's Witnesses.
With that guitar. He would knock on your door with that big bedazzled guitar.
He would try and convert people. So there were people that lived in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
That probably thought, this is a sign from God. Prince is at my door.
They open their door.
I would convert up. if sing me a song.
What, you're going to try and bargain with them?
Hey, you want me? You bother me right now, right? I'm watching Jeopardy. You bang on my door. By the way, you put two dents in my door with your big-ass guitar. Sing me a song, and I'll go your way.
That's Lenny Kravitz.
Go your way?
Yeah, never mind.
A guy that also overdresses for everything.
Yeah.
Scarves.
Did you see the picture of him with no shirt and leather pants working out in the gym? Came out like 6 months ago. He's at a legitimate gym working out in leather pants.
So, you know, I've never seen that dude without sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Ever.
Yeah, I guess now you say that.
I was watching him at a race in the middle of the night inside a garage wearing sunglasses.
That's rock and roll, man.
Oh, he's British?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Kravitz, British name.
Oh, yeah, makes sense, yeah.
All right, so again, if you would like to try and stay at Prince's house, October 6th so it says 6 a.m. Pacific time. Jeez, that'll make 3 a.m. us. Mm. So you'd have to be up at 3 in the morning.
So it's a contest.
No, it says you could start requesting at that point. Mm. Winners will be chosen at random.
Right.
So why not take a shot?
Make sure you get the $7.
Is it worth a trip out to Minneapolis for one night in this house?
Oh, yeah.
You would go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Minneapolis is a great town.
I agree, but you'd have to book a flight to Minneapolis to stay one night in Prince's fake childhood home.
Yeah, you may want to make a weekend of it.
Can I also, real quick, I don't know when the last time you saw Purple Rain was. It was on TV a couple weeks ago, and I just started watching it.
Yeah.
The scene where Prince is going to fist fight his dad. What are we doing here?
Who is Prince's dad?
I forget who Prince's dad was in the movie.
Was he like a big badass?
Yeah. And like Prince is going to like handle the situation physically now. He's like, come on. I mean, look, Prince does a lot of things, man. I think I could take Prince in a fight.
Mm. So, yeah, I love Prince like yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
Love the music.
You got the purple shirt on today.
Yeah.
Never saw Purple Rain.
You never saw Purple Rain?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
How's that happen?
I don't know. Never get around to it.
All right. You want to watch Purple Rain together?
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do it after the show. We'll park our Baywatch time and watch Purple Rain.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.